You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a report has come out saying an average business will spend $6,000 more a year, or it'll cost that business $6,000 more a year for every employee that they hire that's a smoker. So we'll talk about those numbers. Are they overblown, or is that the real cost? We'll also talk about the cheapest way to avoid wrinkles. Study came out saying sunscreen. Using regular sunscreen fights skin aging, probably cheaper than any of the other stuff out there. And then here was a study. I was on KABC's Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning discussing sleep deprivation and how sleep deprivation could cause people to be more likely to cheat on their partners. Do you buy that? So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so if we could just go through some quick anatomy. You got the prefrontal cortex region of the brain. Well, that's near the front, okay, prefrontal cortex. Now, that part of the brain affects self-control, and it's powered by glucose, by sugar. If you don't get enough sleep, according to this one study, then you will have less glucose going to that area, or you will deplete the stores of glucose, right? The sugar that gets broken down from your pasta and your rice and your bread, etc. And they say if that part of the brain, then that is supposed to help you with self-control, doesn't get its fuel, you will be more likely to have lack of self-control, therefore more likely to cheat. Cheap story. Yeah. All right. So, how many of you would even, I mean, really, okay, if somebody was cheating on their wife or cheating on their husband, okay, would you really blame lack of sleep? Really? They say a self-control heavily determines whether someone can resist temptation, and an interrupted sleep could mean people are more likely to indulge themselves. Now, I do have to say, when I was sleep deprived in training, I did eat more sugar. I was not watching my weight, and I would eat, if it was 2 a.m. and there was maybe some muffins or packaged Danish left in the cafeteria for us who was working overnight. I think the only thing that was working was coffee, soda, and some packaged Danish at 2 a.m. Because 36-hour shifts, by 2 a.m, whatever you ate at 5 o'clock for dinner is already burned up. And so if I had to be woken up in the middle of the night, I wouldn't sit there and go, oh, well, let's hold off on the carbs. All right. I would get some Coca-Cola. I would have a Danish and, you know, keep myself awake. And it was funny because I thought I would lose weight. And I was still pretty skinny at the time. I thought I would lose weight because if you're not sleeping, you're up and you're running around for 36 hours, you know, as opposed to being in bed for 8-9 hours. But no, I actually gained. So lack of sleep, I would say, does cause a lack of self-control. I don't think to the point where you'd actually cheat. That's ridiculous. But it there's some truth to that. All right. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we need more sleep. Okay. Now, I don't see how you having lack of sleep is going to make you the next day go and flirt with the secretary, right, or go and flirt with your colleague. But apparently, the researcher Christopher Barnes, who wrote in the Harvard Business Review and his colleagues, found that a difference of just 22 minutes sleep between those who cheated and those who did not. So if you lose, let's say, 22 minutes of sleep each night more than your colleague, you'll be more likely to cheat. They said, but a lack of sleep is also blamed on lowering sex drive. So if somebody's sleep deprived, they usually have a lower sex drive. So, to me, that makes no sense. All right, but that was the study we talked about today. Just, you know, get your sleep, okay? The last thing we want is you getting into any sort of trouble, especially in that area. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got this elephant at an Oregon zoo who has been diagnosed with tuberculosis. All right, apparently Rama is an Asian elephant that had been born in the Portland Zoo back in 1983. So I'm older than the elephant. And this elephant tested positive for tuberculosis on Friday. Apparently he shows no symptoms of the disease, poses no threat to visitors, and is expected to make a complete recovery. They think Rama is going to be fine because it's a very treatable disease. Whew! Thank God. They say the treatment of the drugs to treat this elephant is going to cost more than $50,000. No other elephants in the zoo's herd has tuberculosis. So then what made them decide to test the animal? You know, some of you will get a tuberculosis test, a TB test, and you'll do the TB test and it'll come up positive. And you'll be like, well, what the hell? I've never had tuberculosis. What, you know, so then we do a chest x-ray to make sure you don't have anything active. If you don't have anything active, we will then have to decide, were you exposed? And before you become active, if we want to put you on medication, or were you vaccinated against tuberculosis? Many people from the Philippines had a tuberculosis vaccine. So if they were vaccinated as kids, now as adults, they'll show a positive for the TB test. Now, there's other ways to also test. We could do blood tests. We could do acid fast bacteria staining, cultures, etc. But tuberculosis is some serious stuff. And animals can give tuberculosis to people. My only question is why did they decide to screen him if he doesn't have any symptoms? I mean, was he coughing and therefore was that a symptom? Or do they just screen everybody for tuberculosis? Now, when you pass a tuberculosis test or it comes a positive, that means you've built up antibodies. That doesn't necessarily mean you have active infection, okay? If you do, let's say, a TB test on a human, all right, that just means you have antibodies. You could have decades ago been exposed, which is why we don't always panic when we have a positive TB test. But my guess is if they say he tested positive, then they did some more confirmatory tests. All right, Rama the elephant. All right, guys, let's talk about hiring a smoker as a worker. And will this cause employers to fire their smoking employees? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So many of you have probably seen the headlines saying hiring a smoker costs U.S. firms $5,000 a head, $6,000 a head. I'm looking at one that's now saying $7,500 a head. Now, I guess a study had come out, all right, published in the Journal of Tobacco Control, where they say an employee who smokes costs his or her employer nearly $6,000 more per year than a non-smoker. In addition to the health insurance rates, you have the absence costs for ill health, lower productivity, smoking breaks, etc. And so you see these headlines, which always make me nervous, okay? It always makes me nervous because I hate job discrimination. But we've already seen numerous employers now and numerous firms say, look, if you're a smoker, you've got to pay more for your health insurance. Or if you are a non-smoker, we'll hire you. We're not hiring smokers. All right. Now, it's interesting that you are not allowed to discriminate. All right. And employers are not supposed to discriminate against sex, religion, creed, but they could discriminate against smokers. All of a sudden, that's allowed. All right, now, I know me being a doctor, many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand that. Why are you taking the smoker's side? Okay, I just don't like any discrimination at all. And remember, people, if we can get away with discriminating against smokers, it's only a matter of time where we have widespread discrimination against obese people, widespread discrimination against people with diabetes, and widespread discrimination against our older population. Now, many of you already have seen the discrimination in various forms, but this smoking issue in terms of hiring and the employment issue with smokers versus non-smokers is pretty blatant. I mean, these companies are very blatantly saying you pay more than your coworker for your health insurance. And if you're a smoker, don't bother applying. So we have already allowed this. Now, some of you are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, the reason why we do that is because, smokers cost more in terms of health insurance, cost more in terms of absence for ill health, lower productivity because of smoking breaks. Okay, what about somebody who has diabetes? A diabetic causes health insurance rates to go up. A diabetic appears to get more colds and be more at risk for infection. And a lot of us diabetics have frequent urination. So rather than smoking breaks, we need to take more potty breaks. What about a person with Crohn's disease? What about a person that, migraines? What about, I mean, you see how this could go on. Okay? So if we're saying employers are allowed to discriminate against smokers because of those reasons, then they could discriminate against anybody. Now, as an employer, I do see the other side. $6,000 to $7,000 a head, you can't afford that. Okay? I don't know about you guys, but we're still in a recession where I live, and it is bad. This is the worst year I have ever seen. I don't know why they say things are getting better, but it is bad. And so if I have to, let's say if I had a big company, I don't have to make those decisions because I have a small company. And I want to make those decisions because being who I am, I don't want to discriminate against smokers, non-smokers, obese, non-obese, etc. But if I had a company and I had to look at the bottom line and a certain type of employee would cost us more, all right, I could see why they have to. I mean, remember, these companies are trying to stay alive. It's nice that they don't discriminate. I think that's wonderful, and they shouldn't. But nobody's going to say, gosh, XYZ company was so nice for not taking on a non-smoking policy. That was so nice of them. Where are they? Oh, they went out of business. So at $6,000 an employee, that's rough. That's rough. Now, some of us, though, when we look at Obamacare and we look at health care, et cetera, we go, look, people that are sick or people that have certain issues should be responsible for their own premiums. Why should we pay for a smoker's premiums? Why should we pay for a smoker's COPD? Why should we pay for an obese person's diabetes? Okay, and I get that. I understand that. Here you are busting your butt to be in good health, all right, so, to keep your costs down, and your health insurance costs are going up because people around you aren't healthy. I understand that. You have a right to be upset about that. You do. I mean, let's be honest here. That does stink. Okay? Smokers, many of them have COPD, emphysema. It costs a lot of money to take care of them. But, it also takes a lot of money to take care of cancer patients. And many of us that don't smoke and don't drink get cancer, God forbid. Same thing with heart disease. Who is going to be the one to decide that the heart attack or the stroke that you, God forbid, incurred was your fault versus not? We're not going to be able to get into that discussion. We don't want to get into that discussion. I mean, I've been watching what I eat. I exercise. I try and watch my weight. I got a lot more, a lot more way to go. All right. I do. I bust my butt. But if I get diabetes, because genetically it's in my family, okay, is somebody going to blame me saying, well, it's because I ate ho-hos? Okay, I probably eat Ho-Hos maybe once a year. And it's just one little package of Ho-Hos. That's it. I talk about Ho-Hos because I like Ho-Hos. I like Hostess a lot, but I don't eat a lot of it. So, you know, the whole health insurance game, the whole, you know, baby boomer group of new insurance applicants, the whole, you know, the whole population shift in terms of us becoming older and maybe more sickly because we're living longer, all right, where do you place the blame? And I don't know what to tell employers to do. I mean, you know, employers are stuck in the middle of this, and the patients are stuck in the middle of this. Health insurance costs have quadrupled, if not quintupled, if that's the word for it. And so what is an employer to do if it's going to cost more money? Now, do smokers really take off more work? According to this one study, they say the annual absenteeism among smokers is 2.6 days more per person compared to non-smokers. Now, I would say, being an employer, that my women employees would take off much more work than my male employees. And that's not being sexist or stereotyping or whatever. I notice not so much my smoking employees, but I notice high absenteeism disparities between a female employee and a male. Many of these females have kids. If the kids are sick, they're the ones that stay home with them. Period cramps, migraines, etc. We had one employee who said she needs to take a day off for a stress day. Remember we talked about stress days? That was a new term that came out a couple years ago, and I told you guys to get rid of it as fast as you guys came up with it. If somebody needs to take off a day of work for a quote-unquote stress day, really, if the job is that stressful, maybe you don't belong in this job. But I do notice more absenteeism with female employees than male. But so what does that mean? Okay, I mean, are we going to calculate that into the cost? So I get a little nervous when I see that these headlines are targeting smokers, saying they're costing U.S. firms a lot of money. Because I'm going to tell you, we've had multiple employees that I think have cost us way more than our smoking employees alone. So, this is the society we're in now. And you know, I should be telling you to quit smoking for your health, and I do. All right? You don't need to be smoking. Any way you could quit, I want you to quit. We've talked about ways to quit smoking. We've talked about what's out there, what works, what doesn't work. E-cigs, Chantix, Wellbutrin, nicotine patches, nicotine gum, which I'm not a huge fan of, acupuncture, homeopathy, hypnotherapy. All right? And I know that's easier said than done. For those of you addicted to nicotine, that's a very tough thing to get off of. I understand that. I'm empathetic towards that. I understand that. All right? But if you don't want to quit smoking for your health or for, you know, health of other people around you, you may have to quit smoking for your job, because it looks like it is allowable for you to be discriminated against by your employer because you smoke. Already the government's discriminated against you. You have to pay more taxes on cigarettes and, obviously, you know, anybody else. I mean, you know, you, all right? I mean, they aren't taxing alcohol to the degree that they're taxing cigarettes. They aren't taxing soda to the degree that they're taxing cigarettes. But apparently this discrimination is allowed. Try to get off the smokes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. We were just talking about how smokers are discriminated against in the workplace, but it looks like if you have autism, you may actually be able to find a job. This is interesting. German computer software giant SAP last month launched a recruitment drive to attract people with autism to join it as software testers. All right? I guess then U.S. home financing firm Freddie Mac advertised a second round of paid internships aimed specifically at autistic students or new graduates. Apparently, they hope to harness the unique talents of autistic people, as well as giving people previously marginalized in the workplace a chance to flourish in a job. To this, I say bravo. Man, This is awesome. Now that we have more and more autistic children being born, 1 in 56, they are now sane, is a part of the autism spectrum. When you think back to school, remember you used to be in a class of 30 kids? All right. So basically, those odds is every two classrooms has one autistic child in it. All right. I mean, throughout the country, that's how you would have to look at it. Okay. Or every family that has about 50, 60 kids running around in it at a family reunion, one of them is autistic. That would be the statistics. And the fact that we have so many people with autism or along the autism spectrum is very scary. Because many of these children, when they do grow up, are going to have difficulty finding jobs in the workplace. There was a story, I don't know who did this. There was a story, I think, out of CNN that had been done a few years ago where parents were saying that they wish their son or their daughter died before them because they are so afraid to leave this earth and nobody's there to take care of their autistic child. Pretty scary stuff. I mean, we have autistic children in our family, my nieces and nephews. We have 4 on the autism spectrum, 2 with severe autism, 2 with Asperger's. And I know my family member that is the mother of these kids is really concerned. I mean, what happens to these kids if she's gone or dad's gone? And so what I do want our society to do is, number one, realize that autism is on the rise and figure out what the hell is causing that. Number two is what talents do autistic children and autistic people have or Asperger people have and capitalize on that. Now, when we talk about Asperger's, many people with Asperger's are very, very smart, just like autism, extremely smart. With Asperger's, it's a milder form of autism. They seem to stand out in class because they're a little bit more clumsy. They don't seem to be on the popular end of the population pool. Some of them seem to be a little heavier. Some of them seem to be a little bit more socially challenged. But these kids still are very smart. They know their stuff, and they get very good at a couple subjects, really good. Okay? Yeah, some of them may struggle in school, some may not, but there's certain things that these autistic or these Asperger kids could do that is beyond what their classmates can. And zeroing in on that, in addition to helping them expand their social skills and their other academic talents, but zeroing in on something that they could do is exactly how we need to embrace our new population of autistic children. All right. Now, they say autism spectrum disorders were thought to affect, at this study, 1% of the population worldwide. It's more than that. It's a lot more than that. Now, why is it so much more, and why is there this conflicting information on how many people have an autism spectrum disorder? Because full-blown severe autism stands out. All right. It's a lot easier to diagnose. Asperger's isn't. You know, I'll look around, I'll watch, you know, people on TV or in these reality shows, or I'll see kids that come into my practice, and you see it, all right? Sometimes you don't want to label it, all right, because there's really no medical treatment. There's not a lot of treatment. I mean, many of these kids come in for learning disabilities. They come in for obesity issues. They come in for just regular checkups. And I can't tell you how many Asperger kids I see. A lot of them. All right. And there's really no cut and dry diagnosis that many of us doctors are trained to do. Okay. And, you know, the kids, and, you know, maybe we don't want to label a kid. Okay. Maybe we don't want to label them. If they're doing okay in school, they have some friends, and they aren't the most popular. You know, I mean, what I do is I recommend martial arts to these kids. I think kids with Asperger's would definitely benefit from martial arts. Number one is, it's a great form of exercise. Number two, it's great with self-control. All right, just in case some kids have issues with self-control, Asperger's or not. Number three is, you can defend yourself. Some of these Asperger kids get beat up because, again, they're on the wrong end of the social pool. And so them having some martial arts skills, able to block, is, I think, one of the biggest gifts that parents can bestow on them. Not to mention, it allows them to be athletic. They're in a sport. Many Asperger kids have some difficulty with football and baseball and basketball and volleyball and softball, etc. All right? Then get them into a sport that helps them with their balance. And, I think a lot of those types of things need to be taught to us doctors and health professionals so we can sometimes help these kids. But a lot of these kids have Asperger's. Mom has no idea. The kid has no idea. The doctor isn't really screening for it. And that's why the numbers are even larger than are even documented. So if you do have certain companies that'll hire autistic people, that is phenomenal. They say in Great Britain, only 15% of adults with autism are in full-time employment. Now, remember, many of us that listen to my show, you're pretty much probably in your 20s to your 80s, okay? You know, I don't really have a lot of teenagers, et cetera, or kids, I don't think, listen to the show unless mom or dad are listening to it in the car. All right? Now, one of the big problems we right now are facing is our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles are of a group of population that is bigger than our own, which is why we're having the Medicare issues and the Social Security issues in terms of them being defunct in 2026 and 2033, respectively. So if we have that issue now of our baby boomers being more populous than our current generation, what do you think is going to happen with our autistic population? If only 15% statistically can have full-time employment, and if one in 56, you know, people have some sort of autism, then who is putting into our tax system? All right. Now, some of you may say, well, there's going to be a lot of jobs later. That's going to be great. I don't know. Maybe many of our baby boomers people, maybe many of our baby boomers now are 65 and older of retirement age, and I don't see the jobs all over the place. Okay, yeah, maybe there will be more jobs, but if we don't have enough people working and putting money into the system, we're going to have the same issues in 20 years as we're having right now. That's why a recession usually hits every 10 to 20 years. With the population changes and with the new legislation and the new entitlements, etc. Okay, and as well as the population growing, the more the population grows and the less people that pay taxes, boom, you fall into some pretty peril financial times. So this is something we need to keep a watch on, but that is exactly the economic foresight we need. Companies, if you could figure out what you have and you need that you could actually utilize an autistic person's talents for, please, for the love of the Lord, hire them. That is phenomenal. Way to go. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Alex.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Product, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So regular sunscreen use, which we ladies have figured out, you know, could help prevent wrinkles because you're preventing the sun. Well, a study has found that maybe applying sunscreen is probably the most inexpensive, best way to slow down skin aging. According to the study out of Australia, they looked at 900 young and middle-aged adults and showed that those who applied sunscreen most days had no detectable aging of the skin after 4.5 years. That is phenomenal, because usually we show signs of aging year after year. The finding published yesterday in the Annals of Internal Medicine actually provides some scientific backing for what we've been talking about for years. Putting sunscreen on could help prevent aging, keep your skin looking young. Now, you know, I'm still caught between, you know, telling you guys to avoid the sun so you don't get melanomas and you don't age prematurely, etc., and then getting some sun, because I think people are healthier getting some fresh air and sunlight. And that is a tough one. You know, we just had another patient who was diagnosed with melanoma. I mean, melanoma scares the, you know, boobies out of me. I mean, I am very, very scared of melanoma. And I do not want to put any of my patients in harm's way. So I need to tell them to lather up with sunscreen, put on their hats, wear long clothing, and avoid the sun. But, you know, I don't feel right when I go from office building to office building, or shaded, or car parked in a shaded area into the building. You know, sometimes I just ache for like some 5-10 minutes of sun. And it's not like I could just stick my arm out the window to get the sun, because I could always watch the arm for melanoma, right? It could cause a melanocyte to go rogue, and, you know, you could have a melanoma elsewhere on your body. So it's a very unpredictable type of occurrence, skin cancer. But I think we are doing many of us a disservice not getting sun. It's just, who's going to get the skin cancer and who's going to get the health risks from not getting sun? We don't know that, which is why we still have a resounding boo on the subject. Now, when it comes to sunscreen, many women's makeup have sunscreen. So those of us makeup wearers wear sunscreen daily. Now, I do get a little nervous about the chemicals, okay? Whether it's in sunscreen or makeup. We've shown that makeup can have phthalates, which could cause endocrine disruption, could be possibly linked to cancer. They're still studying that. We've also, you know that sunscreen can actually in and of itself cause skin cancer by causing free radicals and sometimes causing changes within the skin. All right, when we talked about oxybenzone on the news, Fox 5 News, a few years back, how that could possibly lead to skin cancer, how we have to be careful with some of our sunscreens and avoid the sunscreens with oxybenzone. I haven't seen much news about that lately in the last couple years, but that was concerning. So what I usually do with my kids is if they're going to go swimming somewhere, I make them wear their sun shirts, right? I make them wear hats if they can. I let their hair grow out longer just so it covers up. I don't shave their hair crew cut style like I did when they were younger. I let their hair be a little bit more, curly and a little bit more messy in the summer, just to give them some protection of their scalp, because the scalp is one of the scariest places to find a melanoma. If your barber or hairdresser doesn't spot it, you're screwed. That's why I go to your doctor for your yearly skin cancer screen. I'll put sunscreen on the sun exposed areas, and this way I feel like I can have the sunscreen exposure. I make them wear the longer bathing suit shorts. No Speedos in my family. They wear the, the bathing suit shorts that go down to the knees. Why not? And it gives them some protection. And hopefully if I missed a spot with the sunscreen, that's a little area the human body could get some sun in. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, what do? But I got to tell you, this is a phenomenal study. They said if participants used SPF 15 plus sunscreen on their face, arms, and hands, the other half, I guess, didn't. They found that that the participants that did use the SPF 15 plus sunscreen on their face did well. I mean, we're talking 4.5 years, no changing in the skin or the aging. That is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Many of you ask about moisturizing and all that. You know, again, my only problem is the chemicals. Okay, your body absorbs things. Your body has pores in it. And I don't like to put a lot of moisturizers on my face because I don't want to put any more chemicals that I'm already putting on because I'm wearing makeup all day long. But I got to admit, moisturizing keeps you looking younger. It's just something you got to do. You know, I mean, maybe what you could do is you could put your moisturizer on under your makeup, ladies. So then you're getting your moisturizing, you're getting your makeup on, and then at night when you sleep, you give your skin a break. But it's hard to say because we have no idea if you don't put a moisturizer on at night if that's going to make you age or not. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this newly discovered SARS-like virus now has already, I believe, killed 27 people. 49 known infection of this MERS-CoV virus, the latest deaths were reported in Saudi Arabia. Now, I was on Fox 5 News a couple days ago talking about this. This is a pretty scary virus out of the corona family. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, is saying that this is a threat to the entire world, even though most of the cases right now have been found on the Arabian Peninsula. But they say, and say some of the European cases that have, you know, contracted this have had direct or indirect connection to the Middle East. So how is this being transmitted? Well, we think it could be transmitted, this virus, by droplet, okay, infection, because the coronaviruses could cause anything from cold to SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. But this new virus is not particularly SARS. It could cause something like SARS. So it's given the Middle East a respiratory symptom name called MERS. It acts like a cold, attacks the respiratory system. Then either some people will recover for nicely, some people will go into an acute respiratory distress and then could possibly die. So we'll keep you guys more posted on any new developments of this. Right now, we haven't heard of any cases in America yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study. They say 2:55 in the afternoon is the most common time where the average employee is doing the least amount of work. And I got to tell you, for me, that's nap time. Now, even though I work during that time, I agree. All right, if it's a Saturday or Sunday, I'm usually in bed by 2 in the afternoon because from 2 to 4:30 or from 2 to 5 is my least productive. So they say 2:55 p.m. is the time of day when most workers will start to go on their Facebook, will start to go on their Twitter, they'll go and buy some coffee or go and get some chocolate. And, you know, they're able to track that stuff, okay? One employee admitted that by the time 3 o'clock hits, they're already planning their evening. You know, now, again, that could also be a defense mechanism because many of us get into that lull. Now, 2:55 is a couple hours after lunch. A couple hours after lunch is when the food is already out of the stomach and digesting in the small intestine. So you know how many of us get tired, which is why many countries actually have siestas or naps for lunchtime. You eat something, you take a little nap. But it makes perfect sense. And for me, I try not to skip lunch. I usually eat something for lunch. For me, that time of day, I am ready to take a nap. So, you know, if you're a boss, you may want to roam around the office in the afternoon. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down in the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.